You want to do a lighter flick again?
Oh, I'm good. I'm making that bitch again, though. Go ahead.
Okay, bet. Welcome to another episode of Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
We're back in the mix, man. Feeling good, dog.
March Madness is here, baby.
That bullshit is in the air. Everything's in the air, dog. It's a real good time. As normal, you know we're going to have the bets for you at the end of the show. We're probably going to close it out. I think
back each half one of us going to give
you
a lot.
Yeah, we'll definitely give y'all something that y'all could take with y'all, like, you know, to start y'all match, y'all March Madness parlay.
You know we're going to help the people out. For sure.
So look.
What's up? We're starting with how you been?
That's a lot of love. I've been
for
good.
For sure.
But I'm saying, like, what we going to do, they come through, that's a lot of love. That's two legs, dog. If you got a six pick, hey, look.
Hot
takes
looked
out for niggas. Hey, bro, I'm not even doing that.
I got
two
six legs in the.
I ain't even doing that to people, dog. Already. Hey, man, get your shit off.
Boy, I'm locked in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, good, bro, man. I've been good too, man.
Shit, bro.
Dan is finally potty trained, bro. Like,
absolutely,
bro. What a fucking day! Finally potty trained, bro. So. Yeah, he's potty trained. So what happened was today, picked him up from daycare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Canada LaPlace, right? Picked up his brother, go home. He's dry, right? Get home. I'm like, let's go sit on a pot, all right? Get him a little milk. Boom, boom. 5 minutes later, pissing in a pot. I said, fucking A. I said, yes.
So listen, got it. I like what we started off about the kids. I had a story, bro. Kids, it's weird, dog. I was a really, really smart kid. Like, uh-huh. young from Jace age uh-huh. up.
Right.
The type of kid to make... Dog, I made the honor roll till that shit wasn't even a thing no more.
Same.
But...
Real quick. It took did me... Did y'all have honor roll roundup in Thibodeau?
I don't even... No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
But it took me a really long time to be able to tie... my shoes, bro. Really? I was in like first grade when I finally got it. Right, I was so fucking happy because for so long I could not tie my shoes.
Oh,
weird as fuck. But just to get on the topic about like little small shit,
yeah,
that it just be one offs, bro. Like riding a bike, some kids just
now, I had a hard time riding getting the bike situation.
I didn't. I can skate, no problem.
Oh, I'm real basic with the skates. I'm real basic. Like, I ain't Usher doing... You go backwards all that bullshit?
Yeah, I can go backwards.
Yeah, I can't do all that. Once niggas start doing tricks and going faster, shit, yeah, I'm going to get out y'all way. Time for me to go sit down.
The skating rink was cool for us as kids. That's somewhere we went.
Facts.
There was a kid, especially like elementary through middle school. I remember his name, Clay Westerman. His family owned... the skating rink, and I went to school with him. So we, you know, I know him. He hooped with us. We'll go skate. Mm-hmm. It was love. So
he was that's super nice. Where I'm got, sure,
man, nice as fuck. Couldn't nobody beat him in a skating race.
Oh yeah. Oh, now I would never. Because I'm like, bro,
every time he went out there, I'm like, yeah, I ain't even gonna go.
I had a real complex that one time. I ain't gonna lie, but I smacked the fuck out of a wall. Like, I'm not talking about fall. I'm talking about like catching myself. But I just had a lot of speed. Didn't realize it. I hit that motherfucker. I'm like, shit.
Oh, it's a lot of momentum. Oh,
yes,
shit.
Yes, indeed.
Bro. That's indeed. Did skates not get real, boy.
But can you skateboard?
No, hell no.
Okay.
That's different.
I can't do that shit.
That ain't... I don't know. I want to say it's different, but fuck, I got to assume somebody just get on that shit and flow like natural. You know?
Possibly.
Like, without too much training. Because, I mean, of course, it take a little practice to learn how to skate.
Fact.
But I kind of caught that shit really, really quick. I mean, there's niggas out there that catch the skateboard shit quick, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't really think of nothing that I struggle with besides the bike. That I could remember, I would say the bike. It took me a while. Like, my cousins, they figured it out. We all took a little while, but they figured out, and I was still, like, I could get there, but, like, she turned around, I'm going to fall every time.
Right. See, I had to figure out that's kind my of balance something else. Like, you know, I'm always chasing, so I'm always trying to do what the older kid is doing, so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, crazy part about my family, bro, I have a set of cousins that's my age, right? And we all have a sibling older than us by a significant amount. Like, it was, like, a set, some time passing, a set, like... So my older sister is 10 years older than me, right? My cousin, his sister is a little bit less or maybe a year more than us. We have another cousin. her older sister, they have the biggest gap. I think at like 12, mm-hmm. something like that. Close to. But crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, wow. And then me having my kid, like, I think my kids are the youngest in the family, but like they got cousins to grow up with. Like, they ain't too far ahead of them. So it's cool. But
quick question.
What's up?
How old were you when you had liquor for the first time? Because you country. So I know you was
younger. Well, I'm not necessarily. So, okay, here's the thing. My family's from the country. I'm kind of from rural area, right?
Same shit.
So I really didn't have that type of like want. Like how, you know, in the country, you know, get into shit like that just off the boredom, it's like that. I just really wasn't. What was the thing? So fuck it. We're grown now. I'll tell the story. We were playing park ball, football, right? We went to Alabama for a tournament, right? For Thanksgiving. And got to the championship game, right? The team we played against, they basically really cheated us at the end of it all. Like, no bullshit. So there was a rule. It was a whole different league that we were going to. So they had like a different set of rules. So like, if you weighed a certain amount, you couldn't run the ball. So you had to put a stripe on your helmet and shit like that. It was basically fucking tape, right? So it was a whole weigh-in process, all this other shit. Like, we even had a player on our team. We was trying to get him to cut weight, shit like that, so he could still do what he needed to do. And get to the game, championship game, right? So, you know, most times than not, you get padded up and all that shit in the back of the end zone or on the track, whatever like that. They like basically like left out the entire track area, went behind the trees and got dressed. So like, it seemed a little funny. Why would you do that? Right. Then playing, end up going like double overtime, shit like that. Right. Fucking had a chance to think tired of winning it. Dude missed the pass. Tipped it. He almost had it. It was cool. Right. So after the game was over like that, we had a dad on the team, or a dad from a player on the team that was like cool like that, right? So we was all in the room just kicking it. Like, we were leaving like the next evening or something like that, right? So he was real proud of us. You know, we fought hard, shit like that. And we had a shot of Malibu rum. So that was my first liquor. We was...
How old were y'all?
Oh, had to be 12.
Okay.
11 or 12 for sure. Because we wasn't 13.
I'm about... And I might be 11 or 12. I'm about that age.
Yeah.
So me and my older brother, we like 3 years apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 years apart. So that being said, it's set up at this point where we going to some fam. I'm going by my cousins, but they really live in the country. These niggas fish. Live in the country. Like, right. Leave their house and go across the street and fish. Mm-hmm. But they bad, bro. Like, you know, they be in all type of bullshit. And the surrounding area kids, they be into some bullshit. Man, I never forget, dog. We was at the park. I was shooting ball. You know, ball was my thing. So I'm hoping, man. I stopped for a second, you know, take a little break. And shit, man, bro, smoking weed.
Oh, shit.
My older brother, and shit, like, this dude, he wasn't our cousin, but he was at my cousin's house,
right.
So it was like we had a little sleepover gig going, you know. So, shit, they was tapping a blunt, man. This nigga, he hit the eye drops before he got back to,
he's a vet.
Man, I'm like, he's a vet. What the fuck? Where am I?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so then I get back to the house. We get back to the house. We about to play the game. I start playing the game and shit. This when the Xbox 360 came out. Man, my cousin was one of the first people that had that 360. Mm-hmm. So we playing the game. And then they coming up with some liquor. They got like little glasses. I lick in the bitch. So I'm like, man. They leave the room. I hit that shit. My cousin hit that shit. My cousin younger than me. I'm 11. Lord. This nigga got to be 9.
Oh, God.
10. Like, it's that age. You know, older brother, they like 15 type shit. So,
oh, yeah. So them niggas kind of off the porch a little
bit. Yeah, type shit. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. It really was. I never forget. Like, I was sitting there. I'm like, damn, I only had but a sip of that shit. And I feel entirely different.
Boy, hey, we was sitting there, like, watching TV. Like, we was playing a game or whatever, shit like that. You know, we just really kicking. It was like, fuck. It was him, the dad. Might have been like 6-7 players. Like, it was, you know, it's a big group of us.
Right. And see, I think that's probably why I don't like alcohol to this day, bro. It was always accessible. Like,
if I'm not mistaken, because his son didn't play football with us the whole time. Like, that was his only year playing football with us, I think. So it really was everybody that played basketball with him or whatever that was kind of in there really kicking it or whatever. And, yeah, so it was about seven deep. Well, I remember taking that step, like, this shit kind of good.
Slump.
Out of there, bro.
And we got on the heat, man.
But, yeah. What you want?
Fuck it, man. We could go into the Jake Paul shit.
Wait, let me, Mike Tyson. Real quick. The Drake concert. I want to ask you this. I didn't bring it to your attention, so I want to put you on the spot with it. Drake just left the city last weekend or whatever from his concert with J. Cole, right? And you familiar with the new song by Four Bats? Date Night Out or some shit like that. It's a new joint. It's pretty good. But he's on a remix of it. So it's a brand new dude. Like, Kanye kind of found him or whatever, endorsed him a little bit. That's what kind of picked him up some, and then the Drake feature or whatever, right? So I'll bring that to your attention, the Drake feature. Do you feel like, in a sense, that Drake oversaturates himself with people? Because, like, it seems as though, like, he hops on a lot of, like, new artists. Not even necessarily one shit or just for the clout and like that, but sometimes I feel like it's oversaturated a little bit.
Okay, so I love that. That's cool, but it reminds me of something else.
Okay.
I personally feel like with that shit, he's just doing something that's different. You know, like the foundation of rap, of music, of who you deem great, that's not really how it's done. You know, Jay-Z don't feature with these dudes. He not on the Young Niggas records. He's just not. You know, Wayne is kind of selective. They kind of selective. Kanye West, whatever, anybody you want to think of, they're kind of selective. Drake, I mean, fuck, he got a joint with Sexy Red. Shout out to Sexy Red.
Oh, we're going to bring that up, but, too, before we get off music.
You feel what I'm saying? No, he's just different. And, I mean, he at this point, I think he's kind of having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's riding this wave, bro. I hate to bring dude up, but Drake is the LeBron James of this music shit, bro. He's going to have the longest run. I mean, we can all admit that even Wayne at this present moment, fuck, Wayne not on the radio and he's hardly played in a club. His new shit.
Yeah.
Drake, man, he's up to date with this shit. There's a joint in 2023 that was banging by Drake that was in the club. You can go back to every year until he's actually come out as an artist. And that shit ain't going nowhere, bro. It's not going nowhere. He can continue doing that. And I think that's why he might be doing that.
But
because it keeps you current. It keeps you current in that music.
He don't really gotta keep himself current. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but hey, bro.
It's Wayne. It's Jay. They don't got to keep themselves current. When they come out, you know, and motherfuckers move out the way.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that. But what he's doing, it's like, man, he just dominating the game. I mean, it's funny, bro. It's on some Michael Jackson type shit. He's just dominating it right now.
Hey, it's him versus the girls. I tell you that. The girls. The girls. That's just funny.
I'm glad you bought the girls up or whatever, however you say that shit.
They had a post that came out.
Shout out to Beyonce, bro.
What she did?
She got a new album.
The new album coming out. Yeah, for sure.
This country album, man. Our Beyonce album, like she say, this ain't a country album. This is Beyonce album.
Facts.
Man, I'm not here to get into the politics about Beyonce, Jay-Z, and all that political shit. I'm strictly on the music.
Yeah.
And she fucking amazing, dog.
You want? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. The Texas Hold'em song, bitch, kind of catchy. Can't lie. I don't really care for the other song that much, but
I like the other song. So really? That just tell you pretty much.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I prefer the other one,
and I like the other one too. I like them both.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. Hey, facts. Bro, I just gotta give her just due. I mean, I don't see nobody else doing that shit. Shout out to B, man.
Facts. I've heard different opinions about the country industry embracing her and not.
Right.
You know, so I really want to see how that's going to play out, because I feel like it's almost how, in a sense, when Nicki went pop, it wasn't necessarily a pushback, but it was like she had the fan backing, fan base to make her pop in that area. And I think Beyonce got the same thing. Like, you're not going to be able to deny that she done sold as many country records and this, you know, this many streams like that. Like, you pout
all you fucking want to. That's undeniable. I really don't need you to back me.
I don't.
Because I got so many people that's going to back me.
Yes.
And the shit is actually good. So, I mean, that helps too. You know, like, once they hear it, they constantly playing it. I like it, dude. I like it. I think it's a cool move.
Now, let's get to the ratchet shit, man. Big Sexy or Big Glow? Who you rocking?
Who? Hey.
Because I feel like I'm torn. I ain't going to lie. I'm torn.
I'm right in the middle, dog. I'm right in the middle. They pulling my fucking arms apart. Dog, it's insane.
Because I'm like, dog, when that Sexy Red come on, I'm like, Sexy this shit kind of hard.
And that Glorilla, like,
yeah, Glow, talk about a little pussy. Oh, what's some shell? What's some shell, Glow? Hey, like, I jammed both them bitches coming up here doing like 85. Like,
yeah.
Proud. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't, and I turn it up some.
Like, and then I feel like, man, like, I used to be, and I wouldn't say like cautious, but like, I didn't really necessarily bump Nicki, but it's like, I didn't really play her shit a lot. You know, like her rap shit. You know what I'm saying? But when I would hear it, like on the radio, I'm like, I'm listening to that shit, I'm turning it up, you know? But it's like, I think it's part of the fact that Sexy Red, whoever's in our camp, they got a real good ear for the beats how to use. You know, even though it sounds a lot the same, that shit works, you know? Same with Glorilla shit. I mean, God, he got her, you know.
They sampling shit that's already worked. Exactly. Like, you know, to their credit. I'm they looking for the hoes. Right, right. That's already that a thing. That shit
come on,
you know, for real. And it ain't no knock to them, but to have it new, current, hey, it just put a new twist on it, you know. Get this group of ratchet bitches something to dance to.
I need to be outside to see how both these records, like,
man, turn I said it up. The same thing, because I'm like,
they both going to go, but I want to see. I'm cautious.
If I got one too many, might do me a little Diddy
Bop. Oh, I'm going to do my Diddy Bop. I don't give a fuck.
I'm cautious. Like, I'm going
to. Nah, I ain't going hard, but I'm going
to. Nah, I'm low key going hard. That Sexy Red, the new joint? Oh, the new one?
Yeah. Oh,
get him sexy. I'm like, get him sexy. Hey, get him sexy. That's one now, boy. I'm telling you.
We some fucking birds. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's sick, bro. Good songs, though. Real dope songs.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, them shits definitely get the party hype, man. They undeniable bangers.
And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they both, like, you can't sit there and be like, yeah, I don't like this shit. No way. You can't tell me you don't like it. I'm not rocking with it. But let's get into BMF.
Man, we could. I'll tell you what I think.
What you got
to start off? Hey, man, look, shout out to Charles. He carrying the show.
ain't no bullshit.
Hey, Charles is carrying the fucking show. Hey, dog.
I'm starting to fuck with Charles a little bit more.
Charles and Lucille, I think they carrying the show.
Lucille got a groove back though, nigga. You see that, huh?
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm peeping. I think she gonna go like all the way, you know, type shit. I think they're gonna go ahead and get it up though.
Yeah.
At least a kiss.
Oh yeah. They gonna do some shit.
You know. But the last joint went off with Charles, like, low key, I don't know if he gonna put something together, but he do got some intel. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
He seen the check that she received from old dude.
Hello Spooky.
Yeah.
But I feel like he trying too hard.
The little nigga that's sweet on him.
I feel like he trying too hard. And I feel like just knowing how niggas are, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag,
bro. Like, come on, man. You know he gonna get you in, and he gonna start fucking over you.
Well,
like,
I don't even think that. I just think it's gonna end up being bad. The ties to Charles, the feelings with Charles, I think all that's gonna kind of come into it. But him trying so hard is exactly why I know this shit ultimately ain't gonna work.
Exactly. Like, right. So how I feel it, I can see it going left is her going on another date with dude or whatever shit. He fuck around. You know, let's say, for example, he get handsy with her. She's like, no. Like, well. And he start, you know, copping attitude, how niggas be and shit like that. And then she's like, oh my God. Charles would never. You know how she be.
Right.
But,
let go.
You know
how you feeling about Meech, man, and his and him setting up shop in ATL.
I like the dynamic it's taking, but I'm not with the Captain Save-A-Ho shit. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is not, like, fuck that hoe, leave her there.
But
he like her, no to, shit.
Yeah, but it's I get all that. But hey, bro, his ultimate, his initiative for doing this shit is pure. I think that's real. You know, in that game, man, women could be real, real useful, dog. And she nice eye candy. Like, niggas is definitely looking at her and wanting to talk to her. And,
but see,
and she's so damn fine that you might slip your guard, and that's exactly what he needs.
And then you just said, bring attention, niggas gonna want, you know, niggas gonna get sour behind a bitch. Like, man.
Yeah, they might, but shit, we'll see.
And I feel like at least until he set up shop and he get in order with shit, leave that hoe where she at.
I don't think he need to be fucking with 2 Chainz. That's what I think.
I'm sick of 2 Chainz. I ain't lying. Like, I want to see him make a turn or like really pull this shit through. Cause I'm like, I can't keep watching this nigga. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like it's the fucking Bush.
Yeah,
if he would have had braids or some shit, okay, we going with this. But it's the fucking Bush that's killing me.
Yeah, the Stacks character this week.
No, yeah, lie. The Bush killing me, bro. Like, no, cut the fade, my nigga, or braid that shit back. Like, something. I can't do the fade. I can't do the Bush. I want to call this nigga Howard, the cop.
Brian.
I feel for his son, I ain't lying.
Yeah, I do. He probably end up getting fucked.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, fucking, yo, what? It's a kid. What you saying, my nigga?
Hey,
dog. We started off shouting our kids out. Talk about nigga getting
but
fucked.
But man, I had nigga kid in jail, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's a little
son.
Different.
But it's like I don't know. Like,
shit
I
hits the fan in there.
Bro, and I feel like you hit the fan a lot. Like, I feel like Charles gonna crash out, and I'm not Charles. Fucking Brian gonna crash out, and I'm not saying he gonna try to break the nigga out, but he gonna crash out, son. Like, he gonna be stressed behind, like his son fucked up, you know, nothing really shaking. You know who else started to piss me off? Wannabe motherfucking Young M.A.
Henrietta. Henry fucking Strapiana.
I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah,
that was disgusting.
I'm gonna just put it out there. You know her, Flavor, that's her daughter. That's his daughter.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear. It's his kid.
Oh, wow.
Nah, that shit hard.
That make a lot more fucking sense.
Yep, that's his girl.
What?
She crazy as hell.
Oh, man. Nah. Still. She, and it's like, I don't know. Like, I need to see how real gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Do, because, like, man, the way the characters portray, it's either, and to see these shows kind of formulate this, I've watched several shows like this, Raising Kanan, and I just started watching this series, shit, All of the Queen's Men, it's with Eva Marcel. Female queen pins, you know what I'm saying? The MO is to be like kind of suited and booted about your behavior because that's what get them to take you serious. I can't take her character serious because she plays a role where she kind of looks dumb. Like that's not the role of the female queen pin. So I kind of need to see where they going with that.
Fact. I feel like she didn't clean up the look.
Yeah, that's why the character look weak. That's why the character looks like that, though.
Facts.
Because you're just not used to seeing it in that light. Even if she could handle her business, it's just like, nah, man, this bitch a clown.
Before we get off of TV and get to sport, right? I finally watched Mea Culpa, right?
You did, okay.
Finally. Hey, that shit was stupid. I'm telling you now. Wait, I'm like, when she finally folded, granted, her husband got caught fucking around or whatever, but I'm like, for that to be the way you fold from nigga getting his dick sucked and you watching the shit.
Yeah, that was a little strange to me.
I'm like, what the fuck?
And after you, like, my thing was,
you fought this nigga so
hard. Man, you demanded so much respect just to fold when the nigga was getting his dick sucked by another bitch.
Like, I'm like, of all the times you could have folded,
stupid as fuck.
This when you fold, bitch? Are you kidding me?
I really thought it was on... I thought it was on par with, like, the kind of mentality a lot of these crazy-ass women be having.
Fuck no.
No, bro, listen to me. Because most of the shit that women do like that doesn't make sense. You know, the girl date the crazy-ass dude when she had a good dude.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she just keep getting pregnant. Man, whatever crazy-ass situation it is, this was just another one of them. You know, she put up a real good fight for so long. Like I said, demanded so much respect. Just the fold when she seen a nigga getting head from somebody else.
I'm like, no way. So, and I'm like, I just felt like it was too much of that part of it. Like, him trying to get at her. Like, and I feel like there was no build up to it.
Right, right. It was just
he was trying to get at her from the get-go.
Right.
You know, and she fought him from the get-go. Like, there was no build up. Like, I feel like it should have turned, like, her starting to, quote unquote, feel for the nigga, fall for the nigga, should have turned when your boy went to, wherever he went to research the dead body, dead person or family, whatever. Yeah, he was like, something strange, like, she don't exist, right? So that's why I feel like you'd make the turn, like, okay, maybe he really is a wholesome, honest person, whatever the fuck. But they missed out on a fucking big part, man. The fucking twisted in-laws. I feel like, bro, the fact of the brother-in-law being so evil and twisted, my nigga, like, how do you not capitalize on that more than, like, I feel like every other scene, it was this nigga trying to flirt with the girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
And that kind of dominated the show, which also made it
not- I didn't even see the ending. Like, so, yeah, I stopped watching the shit when they, what the fuck
happened? I left about 35 minutes on it.
Oh, no, I wasn't that much. I might have like 20 minutes. So, like, when I started rolling up, and I'm in the room rolling up when the in-laws confront her shit or whatever at the end, the very end, when she figure it out. Mm-hmm. Or she knows or some shit like that. I ain't seen that. I'm like, I'm so disinterested in this shit now at this point. Because I'm like, they had a very good cast to bring the attention there.
Yep.
You had a hell of a good storyline. Mm-hmm. But you made it all about nigga trying to fuck.
Yep,
pretty and much. And I'm like, what?
Pretty much.
So, yeah, that shit was weak. I'm so disgusted with that.
I got a quick little topic.
Freak Nick. Freak Nick documentary coming out. I think end of this week, something like that.
On?
Hulu.
Okay.
Jermaine Dupri in charge of it, so it's legit. He was on the Breakfast Club talking about it this morning. I'm excited. I want to fucking see it. Because yeah, I've always heard about it, you know, and like you see like little quick little clips of old shit, but like the people that was there, like he got him and then think DJ Luke is real involved in the shit or whatever. And like he telling a story from nigga, I was regular when this shit was going on. You know, like I wasn't Jermaine Dupri at the time. I was just me, you know, so I'm like, oh, that's different. So yeah. That's coming out. The Quiet Behind the Set about Nickelodeon shit. That shit came out yesterday. Or maybe today. One of the two. And Drake Bell basically came out and confirmed about the sexual assault that he went through on the show or whatever. And I want to go watch it because I'm like, bro, it was more than just shit that happened with him. And I'm just curious, cause I really wasn't a Nickelodeon guy like that. Like, I watch it, but like I was more of a Disney Cartoon Network person. So, with that being said,
before we get into that, one more thing. Hey, I just want to bring this to your attention. Jail culture, dog. I got one thing about this shit. I know a lot of the young boys like idolize this shit. Like this lifestyle, this crazy
ass. Did my bid, man.
And
sat up.
And you know, wanting to do this. Man, they go down in there. Like, it really go down in there in a crazy way. Like it can happen to you on a governmental standpoint where you like not receiving clean water or you just don't have a human element in that bitch. It might be real hot 24/7. They might just be beaming the lights on in that bitch.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, could you imagine sleeping with the lights on?
No. So
come on, bro. That's insane.
I've done it before, but like in those type of conditions, hell no.
Exactly.
I was comfortable, fucking, you know, shit like that. So like, I just turned away from this shit, and I was good for the most part. I just eventually fell asleep.
And then, what I also wanted to get into was a lot of the behavior. Like, I know it's black men, or I'm gonna say personally, like, I got a big thing. Like, I don't want to be nobody's bitch. You know, that's just my
Most niggas don't.
Most niggas don't. Right, you know? right. But see, that jail place, bro, it's the cultures in there is gay as a motherfucker. That's exactly what it is. You know, dude want to get in there, make somebody his bitch, and, you know, they got people in there getting Hey. He stabbed up, and I don't mean with the shank. Hey. You know, man, it's going down in there. And it's like the fact that shit is idolized to me is very homosexual, bro. And then they get out in on the streets and, like, kind of want to keep up. No, bro, that's gay. That's gay as a motherfucker.
Like, come on, man.
What do you mean, bro?
So, I saw, I think it was a TikTok or some shit. It was a quick, about a minute long video. Dude explaining how his first night in jail, right? And he was like, man, it was regular, you know, intake for the most part, you know, And he was like, man, when they cut the lights, bro, he said, man, that's when the fucking shit started going bizarre. And he was like, bro, he said, eventually, you heard niggas scuffling. And then you start saying, I was like, oh God. And he was like, man, I stayed up the entire night. And I'm like, boy, I could never. Boy, keep me out of there.
Exactly.
Cause dog,
them niggas in there trying to have a party. I couldn't imagine
being locked up, my nigga, and then hear that shit in the middle of the night, bro. I'm like, dog, I'ma cry, bitch. I'm like,
niggas
is
getting cheek next to you, man. That's crazy. Oh,
next,
bro.
No, fuck no. If it's next to me, yeah, I'm gonna just off myself. I'm like, yeah, nah, get me out of here.
I ain't with it, bro.
I'm going to some wild shit. I'm going to solitary. I'm myself.
The culture surrounding that shit, bro. And that's kind of what made me think about it. I'm like, man, when you think about it, all that shit, like, bro, that's really gay. Like, man, what the fuck wrong with these dudes?
You know what's some bullshit and why I hate this new fucking generation of people, bro? You know, you seen this shit about Walmart and all them about to start, like, charging a subscription for the self-checkout?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because these motherfuckers on TikTok basically giving away the fucking sauce.
Yeah.
Like, so just get the different tag and put it right here and scan it. They'll never fucking know. Yeah, bitch, you got 80,000 likes and 100,000 views. They fucking saw this shit. Like, bro, I fucking hate it. Have you seen a content creator in the store? Making videos yet?
No.
Me neither. I'm so fucking glad. Yeah, me. Because I'll be the one to really walk in and just push my basket into that shit.
I'm not the one for the content. I've seen that fucking tripod. I might run that shit over.
Facts. All right. So, can I get my shit off now?
Yes, definitely. Hey, you know, bro, it's time for all the talk, best man. Prime time players and all that shit.
Time of the
shit.
Year, bro. Let's get it, bro. Oh my God, March Madness is here. Literally, I feel like even though it's a college sport, bro, this shit trumps every fucking sporting event out there. Outside of the World Cup, because that's a fucking, like, that shit. You ever watched the World Cup? Like, fuck with that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But in the States, this got everything beat by a clear couple miles. Give a fuck what you say. Because you may like this team or that team, but God damn it, you're going to find somebody to watch. Basketball on from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't fucking beat it. We're here. All right. So, let's start us off with the big dogs. Let's go to UConn first. They're in the East region. Who you like in the East region, bro? Like, you like any situations, any teams, any? I mean, of course, you feel like,
yeah,
you
got. Give me a second. I'm trying to pull up a live of actual bracket.
Me too. I got mine up. Okay. So UConn is playing Stetson, FAU Northwestern, San Diego.
Hold on, nigga, I'm about to have it up because if I can see it, yeah, then I could tell you because I could see it with the sides. All
right.
Okay, and you said in the
East.
The side
throwing the East.
The East? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
Well, so who you got? Basically, give me a overall region winner and give me a couple people to get close.
So I think.
Let's fuck it. Survive the weekend. Get to the Sweet 16 round. So you got the first game and the next game. Give me a couple teams.
Okay, so I think UConn, like, truly they won't have an issue advancing to the 16. I think their path to get there is pretty clear. I think they whoop up Stetson, and they'll have no problem with the winner of Florida Atlantic
and
Northwestern. But
I like
Auburn
them to play
was
Auburn.
One of my favorite teams, just flat out. You know, I really, really enjoy their style of play. They hard. They play real tough. And they're a deep team. You know, they got a lot of dudes that could really ball.
Fact.
But the fact that they're on the side with UConn.
I hate that for them.
Yeah, I really do. I really do. Because I really want to pin Auburn to go deep. But, I mean, eventually they'll run into UConn, you know, just to get out the East. So, goddamn, I mean.
That's crazy.
It's going to be tough sledding.
Wait a fucking minute.
But also for UConn, I mean, fuck, facing Auburn, I don't really think you want that. Like, you got a chance to lose. Facts. And be going home.
Now that I'm looking at this, I don't really agree with fucking Auburn being over there, bro. I ain't lying to you. Like, Auburn was SEC champ. Like, why the fuck am I over here with UConn? And that close at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So I got a sleeper for the East region. I think South Dakota State. No, not South. I'm sorry. Drake and Duquesne, I feel like could be some good teams to back in them first games. I'll tell you that for sure.
Duquesne, yeah, I agree with that. Definitely the Duquesne pick.
For sure.
I can see Duquesne.
I'll go say Duquesne, South Dakota State. You take them points.
I would more so take Duquesne.
I'm saying both.
And I like South Dakota State too, because South Dakota State got a really nice number against Iowa State.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for the betting people out there, it's a big number. The sauce for me is the fact that Iowa State ain't really the most prolific offense. And South Dakota State's kind of hang their hat on their offense.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, in a game where a team will try to beat you with their defense, laying that many points, let me get it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get the points in my pocket.
All right, let's cross the country, go to the West Coast. North Carolina is the one seed there. And you got Arizona, the two seed.
So this conference, I'm going to tell you straight up. The winner is not in this conference.
This region, I believe truly the West region,
they won't, the winner's not coming out of that region.
I got a hot take. Go ahead.
I'm not too high on Arizona. I think if, because it looked like they may shape up to play.
They end up running into Baylor,
right? If Baylor can do their thing, that's possibly who they could play. And I really don't like that team. They kind of soft, in my opinion. And I ain't a big fan of the Pac-12, you know, basketball-wise. This year, they've been bad, in my opinion. Because that's also a reason I don't like Oregon. Like, I think South Carolina's a good pick against Oregon. Same thing. I'm kind of riding the SEC. But I don't really like that Pac-12 conference, bro.
Baylor is plus 650 to win the West region. I'm willing to back them. To at least get to North Carolina.
Have some money on it, yeah. I ain't mad at that at all. I really don't believe in Alabama, bro. I didn't see them lose it too many times. You know, come out and have a game where they don't shoot the ball well or rebound early, and they lay flat. But
upset in this bracket, Baylor's give me Grand Canyon.
A lot of value, bro.
Facts.
There's a lot of value.
Upset in this bracket in the West, give me Grand Canyon.
Like, yeah, out the gate, Grand Canyon for sure. I could see that being one. Because, I mean, I just think St. Mary's, they're overvalued, dude. That team ain't that good.
Yeah, at a five seed, no way. Yeah, I like Baylor to win that region. I could take Grand Canyon on a upset alert. Let's go Midwest. We got Purdue as the one seed. They're waiting their play-in team. And Tennessee is the two seed. I like McNeese out basically what get to the 16. Like it's plus 700. I'm willing to take it. Gonzaga isn't the powerhouse that they normally are this year in particular. And McNeese has a real good system. Will Wade, former LSU coach, that had them at a fucking high peak. Sure can back that. And bro, like you need a solid coach, solid game plan, solid team, chemistry, etc. Like that's a real big element in going far in the tournament.
Man, look, when it comes to the people who not familiar with what's going on at McNeese, they had the former coach from LSU, Will Wade. He was basically, I think he may have resigned or they might have fired him. I don't know.
Parted ways some shit.
Right, but he parted ways with LSU and took the job at McNeese. And they had this crazy turnaround that he himself predicted. I seen the video today. But this is a really, really good team. They kind of put together real, real well. And a win here in this first game would be pretty much everything, you know, in their school history. I really don't even know if this school has any history as far as making a tournament. So this would be really, really big. And Gonzaga's at a point where if you're going to get them, I think this is the year. They look more like, you know, less like themselves than any other year I've ever seen them.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of value with McNeese on that first game.
I like
the points and money line, to be honest.
Right. South Carolina over Oregon, although it's a pick 'em, South Carolina is definitely better than Oregon.
I'm with that too. I mentioned that. I feel like
I'm having a hard time feeling like a winner in this region. So I'll give you this. Creighton and Tennessee to get to the 16. They're gonna play each other.
I believe so too. And I think if we could get a Creighton Tennessee matchup,
that'd be great.
I honestly think Tennessee gonna win. They just too physical, and that style of play that Creighton has, you know, they offensive style of play. Without the physicality, Tennessee could keep up. So
Dalton Connect versus Baylor Shireman.
Shireman.
Yeah, bro, that'd be a hell of a game.
Connect and I know Connect could get 40. I didn't seen it. But Shireman could get you a triple double. So shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna, you know, that'd be a hell of a 16 game.
I think old boy would be the best big in the game.
Kalkbrenner, yeah.
But James Adu is pretty good too for Tennessee. It'll be a real good game.
Hell yeah.
Really
good game. Good point guard versus point guard.
Yeah, really, really.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not. Purdue is not going far. I'm sorry. I don't have that much faith in them. I don't.
All right. Well, if you don't, tell me where you think they lose at.
16. I feel like if they run into 16. A McNeese or a Kansas at a full strength, honestly, maybe even fucking Gonzaga.
Utah State.
Upset. Utah State. Eight. So, yeah, that's a win.
I think Utah State is going to beat TCU. I don't think TCU's that good.
They're not.
Utah State gonna beat TCU. So that would line Purdue probably playing Utah State. I would book them to lose right there. They're gonna lose, in my opinion, in the round of 32 to Utah State. Those people are gonna execute offensively. That's the number one offense in the fucking nation for anybody who don't know. And Zach Edey misses free throws. Them people don't miss free throws. They're going to execute. You can't waste possessions against the number one team.
And there's a blueprint out on that motherfucker. Get him out the paint.
Definitely.
Get him out the paint. Definitely. Make him dance. You got a shot.
But the free throws, the wasted possessions, trying to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I just think all of that against that type of offense.
Not good for you.
Yeah, it ain't good for you. Especially if they got you down 6-8 points.
Fact.
But you playing the catch up game. Yeah, I definitely like Utah State. But yeah, I'ma go ahead and lay that down. That's my upset. That's my biggest one of the weekend.
Utah State? I'm not mad at that at all.
Over Purdue.
All right, let's finish it off in the South region. Houston, the 1 seed, shout out to Cal. And Marquette is your 2 seed. Florida is waiting on their playing team. I could see James Madison upsetting Wisconsin. Like, I'm willing to take them on the money line. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm willing to take that. I ain't mad with that at all. I will say Houston gonna skate through easily
to the
at least 16, the 8.
The 8? Okay.
At least the 8. Because it's like, they're going to beat the shit out of Longwood, I believe. And I don't think Nebraska or Texas A&M stands a chance at beating those people. Neither does those other four teams. Wisconsin, James Madison, Duke or and Vermont.
Yeah.
No chance. So I think Houston got a really, really good path to at least get to 8. And, I mean, once you get to 8, you playing good teams, bro. We taking it from there. Like,
dark horse, I could see Kentucky maybe getting a 16. Almost maybe 8. If they can fuck around and get I don't think they beat Marquette. Florida get there. I don't think Florida beats
they
Marquette.
They can beat Marquette.
Florida could beat Marquette, you think?
No, Florida can beat Marquette. No. But Kentucky can beat Marquette.
Think so?
Yep. Hell yeah, I do.
I worry about them against a Texas Tech, though.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That I just worry about them against those ugly teams. Physical style of play.
I wouldn't be willing to back defense. Kentucky so far. I ain't going to lie. They're another Purdue for me.
Me either, because I'm looking at, like, if they can beat Oakland, that then they're going to end up playing the winner of Texas Tech.
And I feel NC like that's State. Where they and could
both of
fall.
Those teams, like, style of play are really similar. Like, I would be picking Texas Tech for their defense, and NC State play pretty good D.
Yeah.
They probably shoot it better, NC State, but.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
You got any, so we didn't ran through the bracket. You got any teams or players, you know, that may determine that you're looking to see, like, kind of have a, in a sense, a Ja Morant, Obi Toppin, you know, just have a good performance to kind of set themselves besides, like, obviously, like, your Dalton Connect and like Baylor Shireman, et cetera. But, like, a dark horse, maybe somebody from McNeese, you know, anybody.
Well, what I'm looking at is you really looking at basically a team that you think may go far. So basically what you're asking me is who I think going to have a good run and what player's going to really perform.
I mean, just a good performance in the tournament, on the spotlight.
On, I think his Jalen Walters,
for
Baylor.
Okay.
Baylor. He's a lottery pick for them. I get them kind of confused because it's Jalen Walter and Jalen Bridges. Those are two players guys that they have on their team. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the youngster who's going to be this lottery pick coming up.
Okay.
I've seen him play, and I've seen him play in a game where he actually caught fire, bro. They was, like, losing this game by maybe 8 points, and he had a run of maybe 12 points where it was, like, four straight fucking threes.
Shit.
He got that kind of ability, but he's lengthy, like 6'7" with it. You know, he really athletic. Man, he a player, bro. I think with the kind of style of play that Baylor plays, he gonna have the ability to kind of carry them through. And if they make a good run, it's really gonna be because of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep your eyes out for that one. Also, I got one more.
I got a nice 4-leg dog parlay. I just put together in my head.
Tristan Newman, man. UConn. When you rolling it back to back.
Cam Spencer.
With
I feel like he gonna cut up.
I'm on a Newman train. Cause
I'm on UConn for a while. I don't give a fuck.
For a while I said UConn didn't really have an NBA player, in my opinion. I mean, Castle's good and he's gonna be a lottery pick, but I'm thinking someone who I like is no doubt. I thought Hawkins was a no doubt. And I'm looking at a guy like that. But, bro, Tristan Newman, the shit that this dude can do, he's like a triple-double threat every time on the floor.
Yeah.
He just kind of offers something different to the game. And I really like that, bro, because it's like, I think he going to translate to the league well because you can play with somebody like that. Anybody can play with somebody like that. So it's always minutes for a player that anybody can play with. He can defend, rebound, score, pass. Man, what more you want?
Oh, yeah.
You know, real, real good player. Prime time player, man. Shout out to Dick Vitale.
Wow. So, on FanDuel right now, they have a prop you can bet. Will a 12 seed beat a 5 seed? Yes, minus 450. No, plus 310. There's your upset. Find you a nice 12-5 matchup. Take the dog. If you got it like that, there's a strategy where I don't necessarily agree with it, but I see where it makes sense. Motherfuckers bet every underdog, but it's a single bet, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be surprised how many upsets that happened, and you don't really need a lot of them to really make some money.
Right. You just need a big one. You know, you just need a St. Peter's versus Purdue. That's all the fuck you need.
Oh, my God. FDU. Running through the tournament like that. So I'm like, that's what I'm looking for. Like, I want to see. I think Utah State could be that team to make a crazy run.
I don't think that's not small enough to me. In my opinion, that's not even that surprising.
Northwest.
It's still not, bro. Fuck, they lost 3 games all year. And they are the number one offense in the country, despite Kentucky, Alabama, and everybody else. I just don't think you can sleep on that. But a team like Fairleigh Dickinson, what was so fucked up about them is none of the stats said this was gonna happen, bro. Right. They just
they got had out there really and behind.
Balled, yeah. Dog.
St. Like, Peter's as well.
St. Peter's, same shit. They just got out there and balled because none of the numbers said that this shit could happen.
Yeah. And none of the analytics said, oh, they could do this if they come across this team or right. this type of
matchup. And that's what makes the tournament. You know, you're going into this shit giving some of these teams no chance, and it's like, shit, they upset. Boom. I'm not even going to speak this on. I hate to speak this on Houston, but I'm confident in my team. If you guys don't know, Houston is my team. I claim them.
Yeah.
But I think they play Longwood.
Yeah, Longwood.
Okay, so they play Longwood. So the plus money on Longwood to win that game is probably insane. I actually never seen it. But
I might look for it. Wait, keep talking.
If they were to win that game, if Longwood was to win that game, That's kind of what I'm saying. You know, that's how extreme that Fairleigh Dickinson and St. Peter shit was. Man, just games where they not giving these other teams a real chance. And they come through with the dub against one of the teams that you thought would go.
So, Houston is, the spread is -23.5.
Okay.
Money line, -10,000, right? Mm-hmm. Longwood, of course, they're getting +23.5. Money line, +2,400. So they really seem like this is going to be an astronomical miracle for this to happen.
+2,400.
Right. So it's like, but those don't necessarily have, but those, you know, 6-point dogs, 5-point dogs, you know, hey, man.
Just hold on. Let me put it down for the people real quick.
And we'll wrap it up after this one. After this.
Today. What you said it was +2,300?
Yeah, 2,400.
2,400. Okay, so just to put that in perspective, like just betting on every underdog. Let's say if things are in your favor, of course, and you get that terrible odd, whatever. And in this case, this one is 2,300. Mm-hmm. So if I'm gonna be betting $100 on every game, and I'm taking the underdogs, and I bet 20 games, basically I'm gonna be issuing out $2,000 to the book. But if I can hit one, just like that one we just talked about, I would be up $400.
Yep.
And that's just one, dog. So, I mean, it's
and,
not.
And they're going to happen. Like,
right. It's not my strategy, but hey, it's a strategy, man. We just here to deliver the news.
Okay, so wrap up on these few notes. Please don't be that guy that just going to sit there and say, all right, I know this team. I don't know this team. I'm taking a team I know. Do some fucking research and actually, like, figure this shit out. Like, don't just waste your fucking money.
I give y'all a little some. Man, my thing is always free throw shooting in the tournament. I always kind of lean to the... So, whatever the number is, and this betting one-on-one for my people who love this shit, whatever the number is, let's say it's 11.5, but... Florida is playing whoever... Let's say Florida play Utah State, and I don't even believe this is possible, but I know Utah State shoot free throws well and Florida do not. But their number is 10.5. I'm going to look at Utah State, and in my mind, I'm already moving that number a little closer because I believe when it comes to like the free throw disparity, they can beat them by like 5 to 8 points.
Right.
So I'm going to move it to like 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little tidbit for what you kind of looking at.
So... I think a good tidbit to have is, what could I really give them? I'll like do your fucking research. Like if you haven't watched any college basketball up until now, you're gonna lose every bet you put in. I promise you, right? But if you've been, you know, even just keeping up with it, you know, watched at least conference tournaments. Through and through, not just the championship games on fucking Saturday and Sunday. I'm talking about like the entire team, because a lot of teams that was in these conferences are in the tournament, and right. They're all over the place.
And it's another thing I wanted to add. It's always money to be made with the eye test. I mean, goddamn, you watching the games, put some money aside for a few live bets, bro. You already looking at them. You seeing what's happening out there. You seeing such and such may go in a bonus, or they may be entering a double bonus.
Yep.
Come on, man. We know what we doing out here.
Facts. A matter of fact, actually, like, live betting might be a really, really profitable situation, being that there's going to be a lot of games on. Like,
it is, because there's no room for the books to keep up with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, the adjustment of the numbers ain't going to be so harsh. It's too many games.
Oh, also, I would think this. If at this point, you could probably get some of those favorites at a pretty decent number, but at this point, you probably got the best numbers gone, for sure. The best numbers gone at this point. UConn is damn near at 30.
Yeah.
So it's like, point, I got them at 26. I got Tennessee at 20. Houston at 24. Mm-hmm. That shit's at 27 now, or 23, whatever we just said. Like, so sometimes, more times than not, take the points. Because the favorite, they just got to win the game.
Yeah.
And like, they know we got another game day after tomorrow against whoever. So we need to get maximum rest. We just need to win the game. Fuck covering the number. You know, like,
right.
And don't play yourself. And like, once you get past this round of, I'm going to say 32, this first round and the next round, 16, if you're taking the favorite, just play the money line.
Right. And I also feel like the books are not factoring in how Purdue's style of play totally changes when they lose in the game, because Purdue don't lose many games.
Yeah.
But if you watch ball, then you know, hey, man, it's a different type of pace when you're losing versus when you can control the pace of the game and you actually winning.
Thanks.
And Purdue is one of those teams that they drastically change when that happens. So just to be on the lookout with some of that, hey, man, go ahead and make your money. It's March Madness. Good luck to you. If Hot Takes Pod go on vacation, just know we had a crazy March Madness.
Crazy one.